The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Key Marine Center.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
It's a good day for a boat ride.
On the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. It's Friday, and when you hear those boat songs, you know it's time for Boat Smart right here on News Radio 92.3 and Pep Talk. This is Meg. I'm your host this morning, and I'm kind of thrilled because we're going to be taking over the boat this morning because today both Bill Kidwell, who is with Key Marine, and Stefan Schmidt had other commitments today. My guess, I'm thinking they're sneaking out on a boat somewhere is my guess, but I'm kind of thrilled because we're going to kind of change things up a little bit here. We got women in the house for Boat Smart this morning.
That's right.
I'm super excited to have with me. I have Maria, make sure I pronounce this right, Moultrie.
That's correct.
Maria Moultrie. She is a school advisor or counselor over at Georgetown Technical College, as well as Vera Stewart, who is also a counselor at Georgetown Technical College. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
I'm kind of excited. I feel like a kid that's, you know, misbehaving a little bit.
The boys are out here.
The ladies took over. Today.
I like it.
Well, this whole segment, Boat Smart, is featured weekly at this time, and it's typically a show where folks call in with boating questions and that kind of thing. And we also spend a good bit of time talking about the services of Georgetown Technical College. It's sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida, and Key Marine is a superb boating center for you. They take care of all your needs. 5621 Bower Road in Pensacola. This is a good time. We had Bill Kidwell on last week talking about how now as people are taking their boats out of the water, this is a really good time to get your boat in there, get it inspected before you put it up for quote-unquote the winter, as much as there's a winter here in Florida. But it is a good time to have it checked out. You can go to their website for engine stock and special deals. You can also check out their Facebook site for updates on hours, project pictures, and general updates and announcements. They've got new stock coming in daily, Yamaha, Mercury, and Suzuki at great deals. So Key Marine Center is your Yamaha, Mercury, and Suzuki, and now Cox Marine Repower Center. So they specialize in service and repair on all Mercury, Yamaha, and Suzuki products. So check them out on Facebook. And again, that's Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. But now we're going to switch the tables a little bit and talk about Georgetown Technical College. So ladies, how long have you both been there? And maybe people don't really understand what the college is all about. Can we kind of start from there? Like, what is Georgetown Technical College?
Sure. So Georgetown Technical College is a program where we offer career certifications for different programs.
Mm-hmm.
We have over 22 programs that we offer at Georgetown Technical College.
I didn't realize it was that many.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. And so a lot of our programs are, they can range from 7.5 months to a little bit over a year.
Okay.
Our motto at Georgetown is a career in a year.
Are you serious? In a year? Because I'm thinking it would have to be 2 or 3 years.
It depends on the program.
Okay. So, in a year, you could actually go to college for a year and come out with a job.
With some of our programs.
Yeah.
Correct.
Well, and I know for certain that with Stefan Schmidt and his program with as a Marine Services instructor, mm-hmm. I believe they're number one in the country in terms of job placement.
Yes, we are.
Which is pretty impressive.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
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 I mean, yes. I have to say that's very, so hats off to Stefan and the whole team there and for what you do. So talk a bit about some of your programs.
Sure. So one of the programs in particular that we offer is our aviation program.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
So we do have an aviation maintenance mechanic program that is a 2-year program.
Mm-hmm.
We offer that program in August.
Okay.
And we also offer it in January every other year.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So are we up for that now to, if someone was interested in something like that, mm-hmm. is now the time to approach you and start looking into the classes that you offer for the next semester? Or
well, we don't
late?
Do semesters. We do oh. clock hours. So, yes.
Oh, okay. Well, then you yeah. just, okay, see, I'm all in the
That's
wrong
okay.
arena.
That's okay.
So we explain
do,
that.
Yeah, sure. We do rolling admissions for our programs.
Okay.
And so typically what that means is like every 4 months, we start an enrollment for a program if there are seats available. Mm-hmm. But for aviation in particular, we start every August.
Okay.
And then every other year, January.
Gotcha.
And so anyone that's interested in the program, they just need to come over to Georgetown, see a counselor, talk about the enrollment process, and possibly get them on our wait list for the upcoming next start for the aviation program.
Now, do you have to be a high school graduate to participate, or do you help people to get a GED if they're not?
That's a very good question. Mm-hmm. So not only do we offer career technical programs at Georgetown, we also have what we call our adult education program for people that have a gap in service, that haven't been in school for a while.
I didn't know that you had that.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, ma'am, Meg, we do. And so basically, if you're out here and you have dropped out of school or you didn't graduate, we do offer a route for you to earn your diploma and move into a certification program, at which time you do actually start to qualify for what we call financial assistance. Mm-hmm. So as we know that you cannot get federal funds without a high school diploma.
Right.
So if you want financial assistance to do any of the programs that we offer at Georgetown, you will need your high school diploma or your GED.
Okay.
And we do offer ways, and we do have pathways for GED as well as adult high schools.
See, I think that's huge because depending. That could be a stumbling block right from the get-go, especially if you're interested in a trade and you don't want to necessarily go to a university or a college in that respect, but you want to go someplace that has a good reputation like Georgetown.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. Maria, would you want to talk about?
So before we go to Maria, it's Maria Moultrie, and she's also an advisor, but I got the word that you are Teacher of the Year. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So
I
tell us a little
that.
Bit about that. So what are you teaching?
Well, so.
How does this work? How did you get the award?
It's kind of interesting. School counselors are considered instructional, and so
of
that's
course.
How I was able to become Teacher of the Year this year. It was very unexpected. It's very rare for a school counselor to get Teacher of the Year.
Good for you. That
so that was pretty
lot.
Exciting. Yeah, yeah, it was pretty exciting. I'm still kind of reeling from it.
Is it Santa Rosa County?
No, in Escambia County.
Escambia County. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Very good.
Yeah, it's in Escambia County. And so.
Now, are you eligible as a result for the state award as well? Sometimes they go on to the.
I am. So there's multiple things that you have to do to
You're
get to that point.
You're shaking your head, yes.
Yeah, there's things you have to do. There's processes that you have to go through to go from being the Teacher of the Year for the school and then moving on to like the top 10 and then the top 5 and then you're the representative for Escambia County, and then the Escambia County representative goes to the state level.
Nice.
So.
Congratulations.
Yeah,
that says a lot.
Yeah,
that
it is. It is. Yeah, I was very surprised, to say the least.
I think it's great. Everybody deserves a surprise like that.
Yeah.
So it tells me that you're working hard. What are some of the questions, I suppose, as the students are coming in? I know GED is probably one of them. What are some of the other things you find that when you're talking to people interested in going to the college?
So sometimes people come in and they're just not sure what they want to do. Mm-hmm. So we sit down with them and kind of discuss a career path for them. You know, trying to figure out what is it that they enjoy doing. Because I'm a firm believer that you have to do what you're passionate about.
Absolutely.
You don't want to just pick something because it sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
We do try to set up tours for our students, especially when they're in a position where they're just not sure what to do. Because I've had students come in and say, yeah, I think I kind of want to go into Marine Services. And then they come in and they go on a tour and then they realize maybe auto collision is more what I'm interested in.
Right,
You know, sometimes you just don't know until you're exposed to certain things. And so we try to work hard to make sure that students are exposed to different career paths, especially we work really hard to try to work with our local high schools here in Escambia County. And we've even had students come in from other counties so they can have some exposure to Georgetown. That's one of the things I really like about having this radio show is a lot of people don't know about Georgetown.
Right.
So we want to make sure that they are exposed to it and they're able to understand what we do offer. And so it's so important. And so we sit down with them and just really kind of come up with a career path for them. And that may not be Georgetown either.
Mm-hmm.
It may be a different path that they take. And so and I tell people all the time, we're school counselors, and so we want to make sure that they understand what is available to them, not only at our school, but also in the community. We want to
That's
be able
great.
To help them with that.
Does it cost anything to come in and talk to you?
No.
Okay.
No. You can get the advice for free.
I'm telling you, that is worth something, though. That's
absolutely
super invaluable
absolutely.
Advice. So we're talking this morning with Maria Moultrie and Vera Stewart, who are both counselors at Georgetown Technical College, here as guests on Boat Smart this week. If you've got a question, 850-437-1620, just text it on in. We would love to hear from you because clearly they are the experts. So tell me a little bit more. You've mentioned aviation. You've mentioned marine services. Mm-hmm. But you said how many different courses that you have and career paths?
So we have over 22 programs that we offer through Georgetown Technical College.
Can you highlight a few of those?
Sure. So, all of them are highlighted. So
okay. Well, go for it.
We have a cosmetology program.
We can do a speed round.
Okay, sure. So we offer cosmetology, which is one of the most popular programs that we offer at Georgetown. It's over a little bit over a year to complete our program.
So you could do that and then come out and find a salon locally to work and be working. That's amazing.
And one of the things we do at Georgetown, too, I'm glad you mentioned that about placement. Mm-hmm. So we offer what we call an advisory committee that meets. So that's all the employers in the industry based on the programs where they come in and they meet with us. And we talk about what the needs are in the community as well as the job market for those fields. And I'm kind of get a feel what they're looking for so that way we can make sure the students that we have are prepared when they go out in the workforce.
Well, I just got a comment that just came in from the Dan. He's one of our regular listeners here at News Radio 92.3. He says there is not a single career path at Georgetown Community that doesn't lead to a wealthy future.
Aww.
They are all excellent options, and I have known lots of success stories to come out of there.
Awesome.
Well, thank you,
Dan.
Yes.
Well,
thank you. Keep it coming,
Dan.
That's right.
There's a lot of misinformation. People, you know, there's a little bit of a, what's the right word? I don't know if it's a bias or a misunderstanding.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, a trade school.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, guess what? People coming out of trade are making some serious money because these trades are so invaluable to our community and the needs that we have. So I think that's a misnomer at this point. I mean,
absolutely.
I think that, because talk about some of the I heard about some of the salaries for marine services instructors. I don't know a thing about boats, but I'm thinking, maybe.
So, there is, it's kind of interesting because when we do our tours, some of the instructors talk about some of those salaries.
Yeah.
And sometimes I rethink my life.
Yeah, me too.
It's like my life decisions, you know, like what, okay.
Seriously.
But yeah, seriously, with aviation, for example, I think they start at about 60,000 or 70,000 a year.
Yes.
For a 2-year program. And one of the things that I think is cool about Georgetown is that they don't have to take all those classes that they really don't need.
Right, because that's what happens at typically at the university.
Yes, and we
remember having to take math and biology.
Yes.
I was in the arts. I had no interest in any of that. And it was such a waste of time, and I would much rather have a class about my craft.
Absolutely. You know, the first couple of years, you're taking all those core classes, and then by the time you hit your junior year, now you're taking the classes that you're really interested in.
Right.
We get rid of all of that. Now, will
it's
you
almost like getting a master's right up.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Now, you're a master in your trade.
Right.
You know, it's like you're able to, in that technical school, you're able to focus on those specific things.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the things that I think about often is that when students come in and they get that opportunity to just focus on that, they know, okay, I can take those skills, I can take those certifications, I can take those licensures, and I can use it in that particular job. And that's what those industry folks are looking for.
Oh, absolutely.
They're looking for someone who can actually do the job.
Well, they want to hire you and put you to work right now.
Absolutely.
Not, you know, 6 months from now after you get your certification.
Absolutely. And so, you know, so that we look at that and we think that's definitely a positive. They're going to be able to get out there and they know that they can do the job.
Mm-hmm.
We offer co-op as well.
So what does that mean?
So it's cooperative education is basically where a student, and it's in our certification programs only, not in our licensure programs.
Mm-hmm.
So the certification programs, they're able to, it's usually about halfway. Some of programs are a little bit longer than halfway through a program. So let's say a 1,200-hour program, maybe about 600 hours plus, they would be able to work in the field in that particular program, and those hours would count towards their classroom hours, and they get paid for that.
Wow.
So it's like on-the-job training, but not for free.
Okay, now you're talking.
Yeah.
That's a very great opportunity.
Absolutely.
Because hands-on experience is what you need.
Absolutely.
More than anything.
So yeah.
You're not coming in cold, even though you're coming right out of school.
Absolutely. I remember, and I share this story all the time, when I graduated from college and I would apply for jobs, mm-hmm. people would ask me, what kind of experience do you have?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how do you get experience unless you give me a job? And so that was always difficult. And then I found that, you know, here at George Stone, we're giving you that hands-on experience. You know, you're getting the job experience. Even if they don't go through the co-op, they're getting mm-hmm. it in the classroom.
Right.
So they have the opportunity to show that they have the skills that they need to do the job.
No, that makes a lot of sense. I'm thinking all the universities should be doing this, quite mm-hmm. frankly, because it would make a huge difference. Okay, we've mentioned aviation. Cosmetology, I got to scratch that one. I can barely do my own hair. What about some of the others? What are some of the, because you do have women that are there, of course, too.
Yes.
It's not just all male-dominated yes. type careers.
And we want them to get into those non-traditional careers
yes,
as
totally.
Well. We want them to be taking auto collision or auto services
yeah.
or
welding.
Yes, mm-hmm. we want them in the welding program. And so we have the industrial programs. Those programs are going to be like your auto services, your auto collision,
mm-hmm.
The marine program, the aviation program. We also have, like she said, cosmetology. We have HVAC programs. We have the professional culinary arts and baking and pastry.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have some health programs. We have the EMT, fire.
Oh, boy, they're desperate for those mm-hmm. too.
Mm-hmm. Paramedic. We just got our paramedic program a year ago. We just graduated our first class. Is it been
second cohort?
We're on our second cohort. Yes.
Yeah, oh,
so
that's great.
We just graduated a class. And so we just started a new one. We have our fire program. We have business programs as well, accounting operations, administrative office specialist, computer systems and information technology. We get a lot of folks that come in that want to do cybersecurity.
Right.
We have a cyber program.
And that's huge. Now that's going to change even more with AI and everything that's coming
Absolutely.
In now.
Absolutely.
Right?
I love AI. I know you're a little, I know. She's making a face.
Vera's
making a face.
Vera, you and I are on the same page, honey.
You got me. I'm sorry.
I'm just not into it.
I love
at
it.
All. Not
I love
at all.
It. But we have to know about these things, right?
Yeah,
And medical administrative specialists. We have network programs. So we have a network support services program as well as network administrative systems administration. So we have a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you're interested in being hands-on, getting in there, getting your hands dirty, we've got those type of programs. But we also have programs when you can be in an office setting
mm-hmm.
or if you want to get out there and keep people alive.
I would think in this
crisis
market,
management,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. I would think in this market, medical administrators would be desperately needed
mm-hmm.
because it's such a heavy medical community here.
Absolutely.
With Andrews Institute and all
Absolutely.
The hospitals.
And we work with those hospitals. Mm-hmm. And so our students get out to do the clinicals. And so they have that opportunity. We also have public safety programs. So we have a corrections program and we have a police academy.
Oh, wow.
So we've got a little bit of everything.
Wow. See, mm-hmm. I'm learning so much this morning.
Yes, ma'am.
We're talking with Maria and Vera, both from George Stone Technical College. If you've got a question, 850-437-1620. Had a comment here or a question. How about carpentry and building these tiny homes for Escambia County?
We get a lot of questions about
tongue-in-cheek question there, but
yes,
yeah.
We get a lot of questions about carpentry, and we do not offer carpentry, unfortunately. However, we do. I didn't mention electrical. We do have electrical as well, and I know HVAC. So those are kind of things that go along with building.
Mm-hmm.
Those are probably the closest thing as far as like any kind of building type programs. But we don't have. We don't have a carpentry program, and we don't have plumbing because we get that question a lot as well.
Interesting.
About the plumbing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we've got a few minutes left here. The time is just flying by. Is there anything that you wanted to mention about the college that we haven't mentioned so far? We've talked about the classes. What about financing?
Oh, financial aid.
And financial aid. How does that work?
You want to tackle that?
I can. Yes. Okay. So basically, financial aid is Pell Grant money, which is free money that you don't pay back.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have someone here at our school that handles your financial aid. So if you have questions about that, you can actually speak with them, you know, about it. As far as scholarships are concerned, that would also go through our financial aid department. We do offer something that a lot of people are not aware of for our graduating seniors in our community, only in Escambia County. If mm-hmm. you're a high school graduate, mm-hmm. then you qualify what we call the senior scholarship.
Oh, okay.
So, for example, students that graduated in May of 2025 are in that window for the scholarship, but it's month to month.
I see. Okay.
And so the students that are going to be graduating in May of 2026, you have the option, if you're a student at one of our schools in Escambia County, to be awarded that senior scholarship.
Oh, great.
And we also offer VA funding. Mm-hmm. So we have a representative that works at our school. Her name is Ms. Kirkland. She handles VA. Mm-hmm. So if you are a veteran and you're interested in attending George Stone, then you definitely can come and speak to our VA rep, and she can help you process your VA funding.
Excellent. Okay. Mm-hmm. Did get another question. Do graduates of the aviation course leave with an A&P license or just eligibility to take the exam?
Very good question. So you do leave with your A&P license the second year. The first year is when you do your generals,
mm-hmm.
and then the second year is where you actually work toward your A&P license, and you do sit for the exam when you're in our program.
Excellent. Okay, mm-hmm. great questions coming in, 850-437-1620. So we've talked a little bit about the financing and the various courses. The two of you have such positive energy,
and I just get
this sense that you love what you do.
We do.
So what is it that you love about George Stone Technical College?
What is
it that makes it special?
So for me, I feel like people come in not knowing all the things that we offer, like Maria mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I like seeing it from the beginning to the end. I like the student that comes in that says, I didn't graduate high school.
Mm.
I really want to come back and get my diploma and possibly go into a program. I like to watch it from the beginning to the end.
Oh, how satisfying.
To see the end result where they actually get placed into a career. I don't like to call it a job.
Right.
Into a career. So for me, that's just rewarding.
That has to be. That,
yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And what about you, Maria?
I like the fact that we change the trajectory of people's lives.
Yes.
I really do feel like that. I have seen where people have come in, like you said, and didn't have a high school diploma, get their GED or a high school diploma, mm-hmm. depending on which track they go,
mm-hmm.
and then stay, take a post-secondary program, and now they're making $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a year. And, you know, now they're able to take care of their families. Now
yes.
they're able to, you know, to go from that to that point, it just makes such a huge difference for people. And so I just love to see it. I always enjoy seeing change in people's lives, positive change.
Mm-hmm.
And so that just, it makes such a huge difference. And so that I get excited about that every day. You know, that person that's walking in the door, we can help change their lives.
I can see why you're Teacher of the Year.
Because
it sounds like you care very much about your students.
I do. And I work in a great place. I tell people all the time, it doesn't feel like work. We have such a great time together. Yeah, we have such a great time together. And so it makes a huge difference. I feel like we just have the perfect group right now,
mm.
which is really cool.
Oh, that is cool. Okay, mm-hmm. So we just have a minute or so left. So let's just talk about where you're located, how people, if they're here this morning, they think, you know what, maybe I should go in. How can they reach you? What's the best way to get information?
So the phone number to George Stone is 850-786-6500. It'll give you a prompt. You can speak to anyone. Just press zero and they'll direct you to where you need to go. The address is 2400 Longleaf Drive, Pensacola, Florida, 32526. We're basically located right down the road from Pine Forest High School.
Oh, okay.
We're in the building where West Florida High School used to be.
Okay. So you are here in Escambia County.
In Escambia mm-hmm. County.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So if I'm interested, is there a specific person I should ask? Should I ask for one of you two or a specific person? Or
we all do the same thing.
Okay.
But we do have what we call a guidance department. So when you come in the main door, just ask for guidance and they'll send you over to our department, and that's where the enrollment takes place.
Excellent. So we've been talking. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say they can also go to our website. We
yes.
do have
oh,
a
yes, please,
we have a website, George Stone. If you Google George Stone Technical College, College. You can find us on that website. You can also go to the Escambia County School District, and we're located under the Schools tab.
Excellent. Okay, so it's georgestonecollege.edu. Is that right for the website?
Ma'am.
That phone number one more time?
850-786-6500.
Vera Stewart, thank you for coming in on this Friday morning. Marie Moultrie, our Escambia County Teacher of the Year.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm like, wow, congratulations. I'm so honored to be in your presence. Thank you both for all you do for people in our community. Thank you, George Stone. And thanks, Bo Smart, Stephen Schmidt, for hosting us this week.
Thank you.
Thank you.